to find a way to do that. Yeah, he's going to be day-to-day. You know, it's something that we're monitoring his shoulder, and he'll be questionable, you know, just over the next couple days. But came away with some, you know, it was positive in terms of something that, you know, it's not like you're immediately ruling him out, but we're optimistic, and I think that it's going to be a situation where Reggie and his staff are going to be working with him, and we'll have a better idea on Wednesday. But he'll be getting treatment every single day, and we're hopeful that he'll be able to play this week. Yeah, the plan is get him going just back into the flow of a normal weekly rhythm like all of our players do. You know, he's back here with us now and looking to get him going. And as far as how he'll be utilized in this game and kind of exactly what that plan entails is going to be predicated on how he feels going out to practice and getting involved. And those will be things that Reggie, myself, and the rest of our coaching staff will discuss as far as how he's feeling. Yeah, you know, I think that's the goal, and he's back here, and that's a step in the right direction. Today was really about kind of wrapping up yesterday's game and getting a preview on Washington's personnel. Tomorrow's a player's day off, and then we'll come back Wednesday where, you know, really after this and then going into tomorrow, we'll have a better idea exactly how we want to break that plan down with Aaron. But I think, you know, like we've mentioned, just getting him back in here is the first step, and definitely want to try to get him on the field. Well, I think it's about the players, you know, and I thought they were ready to go, and I think it's a credit to them having bought into some of the things that we've emphasized. But ultimately, you know, we've got to start that as a coaching staff, but the maintenance of that is driven by the players. And when you see your leaders set that example day in and day out, and then kind of that practice preparation equals the game reality, that's exciting to see. And can't say enough about what a handful of our guys did. I could name a handful of guys that showed up, made big-time plays. But I think it's a credit the way the players went about the weekly process, you know, that approach and that preparation. Then it led to a good performance, and, you know, really pleased with our team overall. Sure, yeah, no, you mentioned it. And I think being able to get a player of Johnny's caliber, you get around Johnny, he's a special person, he's a special player, he's been very productive, an all-pro player the last couple years. And then what he brings to the locker room matches up with the production you see on the field in terms of the leadership, the intangibles. You know, when you look and vote for captains, you know, he's a runaway with the special teams votes because of the respect that his teammates have for him. And then Ethan's a guy I've been very pleased with. I think really in the last couple weeks you've seen him turn it on. Thought he made a handful of plays where he played with power and was a physical force on the inside for us. And, you know, glad to get those two guys taken care of. And, you know, it should be able to, you know, allow you to do some different things moving forward with guys that you do want to try to get taken care of as far as that aren't under contract for years to come. Well, I think there's a handful of guys that are very important people to us that are on, you know, that are coming up on the end of their contracts. So, you know, you always have big picture perspective in mind when you do things like this. But first thing is we valued those two players and wanted them to be a part of this roster for years to come. So that's the first thing. But anything that you do, you know, I think Tony, Les, and Kevin, they do an excellent job of kind of having a long-term vision in mind with how we want to set things up and then what that allows us to do. With the way that the cap is structured to try to, you know, first and foremost, take care of your own. Because there's a handful of guys on our roster that have been here that were draft picks or that have been here for a handful of years that you want to reward and you want to make sure that they're Rams for a long time because of the way that they do things. And then, you know, what you do outside of that with draft and some of those acquisitions through free agency, you at least have some options down the line as well. Oh, yeah, Aaron was working out. He was here. He took part in, you know, the exact same thing that everybody else did. So we came in, we had meetings, we worked out, went over the film. You know, he was in the defensive line meeting room and going through the tape just like as if he had played in the game. And then, you know, the players will have off tomorrow and we'll come in and be ready to go on Wednesday. You know, I think the guys have a lot of respect for Aaron. We've mentioned exactly what's going on. You know, when he was able to come back, you know, I mentioned that to the team, let him know exactly. We talk about communication all the time. I think it's important to keep our players in the loop. And while I know there's a lot of them that have great dialogue with Aaron, wanted to just let them know what was going on. You know, he was in the team meeting this morning and, you know, we kind of took care of that. And now that he's back in the building, you know, you're operating normal, you know, operating kind of standard operating procedures with him here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think it was more just trying to show, you know, how important this situation is to our football team. You know, let them know that while I'm not going to be involved in terms of the money and the negotiations, but I just wanted them to be able to hear how important Aaron is for the overall dynamic, everything that we're trying to get done and accomplish, and how much respect his teammates have for him. And I thought it was a, you know, just it was something that where you feel like, what can you do to be a part of the solution? And we thought that was a good decision. We went down there. It didn't take away from anything we were doing going into that Green Bay game. Our players knew exactly that. You know, they knew that I had done that. And, you know, I think, like we talk about, those are things that if you feel like you can have an outcome that's favorable for what we're trying to get done in terms of this Aaron situation, I wanted to do what I could control to try to be a part of that solution. Well, you know, I think, you know, you certainly want to continue to raise the standards and the expectations, but I think those guys did a great job. There's a lot of confident individuals in that locker room, and, you know, while you certainly don't ever take for granted a win and how important and how hard they are to come by in this league, it's very important to realize that it's 1 week. We've got 15 more to go, but we've got one this week that's very important, and we said enjoy it yesterday, and now when we come back today, let's close that game up and let's be ready for a great Washington team that I know that Coach Gruden's going to have those guys ready to go. They got great players on both offense, defense, special teams, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. Coach Gruden taught me a lot of stuff, so I know he's mixed it up. Got a lot of respect for him. He's taught me a handful of, you know, really a large portion of things that I know and things that we do here. So we've got some familiarity with each other, but can't say enough about how much I respect him and what he's done, you know, for my coaching career. No, that was something that we said he's going to be here on Monday, but we went about the team meeting like we normally would, where, you know, you're showing some of the things that guys did great on special teams, defense and offense, and guys supporting each other. And that was kind of really what the team meeting entailed. And then we made a couple announcements for kind of what's to come for the upcoming week. But I didn't want to make a big deal about that. That's the one thing that I mentioned that you respect so much about Aaron is he wants to just come back in here. He doesn't want to be a distraction at all. It's why he wasn't at the game yesterday. That was the first thing that he mentioned himself, because he realized how important it was for us to kind of try to take a step in the right direction and come away with a win. And that's what he wanted for his team. And I think, you know, that's what you like about Aaron is he's all about football. He just wants to get here, get a solution to this, and get back with his teammates and compete and play the game that he loves. And that's the impression that I get from the interactions that I've had with him. You know, it was a collective idea. It was, you know, when you talk to Kevin Demoff, Les Snead, and Tony Pastores as they've gone through the negotiations, you know, we've been really involved in the players that have been here, and you kind of get bits and pieces. But I just said, you know, would it be any help? And really it was more of a kind of, we just had a conversation and dialogue that we thought it certainly couldn't hurt. And I hope that it was helpful, you know, as we're continuing to work through it. Yeah, you know, I think what's important is, you know, when you first get here, I thought our offense and defensive coaches did an excellent job of kind of painting a picture in terms of, you know, what you're looking for in terms of not necessarily scheme fit, because there's great players all around this league that'll fit in any scheme. You've heard Wade say this all the time. You know, if you've got a great player and he doesn't fit to your scheme, it's probably not a great scheme. You know, so you've got to do a great job adjusting to your personnel. But I think there's certain prototypes that you're looking for in terms of being able to have a balanced unit, you know, personnel-wise, both up front with what you want to try to emphasize from a starting point in the run game. But, I mean, you look at a player like Todd Gurley, he's going to fit in any scheme. You know, so there's certain guys that fit in all schemes. But I think you want to have complementary pieces and ideally how you want to operate both on offense and defense. You might have a certain value for different positions that maybe a certain scheme would value less or more. But as long as you kind of have a vision for what you're looking for, I can't say enough about how receptive they've been to try to learn it. I thought it was really a good process going through free agency and the draft by being able to spend some time, kind of have the personnel guys hear it from a coaching perspective. These are the things that you're looking for. And really, you're able to hear it from them as well, so we can kind of continue to find a way to speak the same language. And then that's how you get on the same page and you kind of get players that, that we're all looking for as a Rams organization, as opposed to the coaches and the personnel being separate. Well, I think when you're a coach, you're a teacher, and we want to try to make it as seamless as possible. And I think, you know, going back to something that I've heard from Coach Walsh, you know, there's really three stages to learning. There's reception, retention, and then there's the comprehension. And we've got smart players, and I think when you force them to kind of communicate back to you what's going on and by the way that you teach it, as opposed to this is the only way that we do this, we have different ways from a foundational standpoint of trying to get these guys to understand the big picture, and then you force them to kind of give it back to you so you really see where are they at other than just kind of seeing it on the practice field, but try to get that communication where you're not just giving information, you're receiving it back as well in the meeting room, which I think is really, you know, conducive for learning. Well, I think the best thing, first and foremost, he took great care of the football. You know, no turnovers. That's an outstanding stat to have as a quarterback. And then I think he did a great job distributing the ball. When you see four of your top guys all have over 50 yards receiving, you know, that's a credit to him and the decision-making. I thought he got the ball out in the timing and rhythm of the play. And like I mentioned yesterday, I thought the protection was excellent as well. But any time that you're able to use the width and depth of the field to attack people in the pass game, that's what you want to do. But I thought, you know, just overall, 21 for 29, I thought he made some good decisions, threw the ball with accuracy, and, you know, really he played a pretty clean game. You know, he's going to be able to tell you, and we'll tell you that there's a couple plays that he could have made, but there was also a couple plays where you put him in a tough spot and he makes it right, because that's what great players do, and he did an excellent job yesterday. Yeah, no, it was fun. You know, having my family here, you're able to kind of get away and enjoy that last night as you're watching the Sunday night game. So that was a pretty special experience. Really excited for our team as a whole. You know, I thought the way we were able to do it was a true team win, where there was a lot of good things from all three phases. And now we come in, we enjoy it, and now it's on to Washington. You know what, it's been really cool just to see the amount of people that are reaching out, texting you congratulations, that are happy for you. And you know, there's been a lot of people that have reached out that I'm very appreciative of, but you know, to say that any one person stood out, there'd probably be too many people that you don't want to single one person out. He did. Yeah, he did. You know, I've got a great relationship with a lot of those people in Washington, and I'm always pulling for those guys, except for this coming week. So there's a handful of people that I still keep in close contact with, looking forward to seeing them, and looking forward to getting past this game so then we can kind of try to be able to help each other as we move forward into the regular season, you know, getting deeper into it, especially playing the NFC East and some of the familiar opponents and some of the things that we'll cross over with them. You know, I think, you know, there's a familiarity that you have with this team. I think every single game is so important in this league. To say that you'll spend more time on it, I don't know if that'd be true. I'll probably be cranky later on in the week like I am normally because I don't get much sleep. But it's going to be a big, big game for us because it's the next game that we have, and it's against a great opponent. You know, Washington's one of the teams in this league that's had back-to-back winning seasons. That's hard to do. You know, they know how to win football games. Coach Gruden's a great leader, and there's a lot of players on that team that I have a lot of respect for that I know what they're capable of. I think it'll be weird, you know, to separate the emotional aspect. I think once you start a game, then it's about trying to put your players that you're working with in the best situations to have success. But, you know, I think really it's something that, you know, you want to see these guys have success. They've been so many people in that organization have been instrumental in helping me get to this position. But once that game starts, it's just like any other game, and we're going to do the best we can to compete to go win it. Yeah, Yeah, you know, I don't think you ever envision those types of games, but I think, you know, you felt like your team was focused and ready to go. You know, I think they had a good feel even in the pregame, but the week of preparation. But, you know, this league, you just never know. And I think it's a credit to the players, like you'll continue to hear me say, that they made the plays. I think to be able to start the first drive with the field goal where Greg Zuerlein hits a 50-yarder when we, you know, didn't convert on the third and short, and then for Tremaine Johnson to come right back and immediately allow us to go up 10-0, that spark right there was huge. And then it just seemed like there was a couple situations that the defense just continued to deliver. You know, when you put a team that goes 0-10 on third down, 0-1 on fourth down, that's a huge credit to those guys. They get a safety, they force a turnover that lead to two touchdowns. Tremaine Johnson has another forced fumble that he recovers. So those guys just seem to make play after play. Special teams units were outstanding. And then offensively, you know, there was a couple things that we did a decent job with, and then there's a lot of things that we've got to do a much better job with. I thought Robert Quinn was excellent. You know, for the 25, I want to say he played 25 snaps. You certainly feel his presence on the defense. You look at the big sack, he makes a huge stop on the third down and long where he's able to pursue on the backside. But he's certainly a rusher that you have to account for. He's got a great get off. Love the effort and intensity he plays with. He's one of the guys that I've always had a lot of respect for, just coaching against him in years past, where when 94 is right, I mean, you feel him, and he is an elite rusher, and he certainly looked like that guy yesterday, and very glad to have Rob back. Well, I think it's huge. You know, when you're able to start off with the field goal and then they end up getting the next points where you're up 10-0 right away, I think that's outstanding credit to those guys. But I think it definitely does alleviate some stress where they're putting some points on the board. But I thought Jared did a great job of making decisions, controlling what he can control, and taking good care of the football. And when you're able to combine those two things with the defensive effort, a quarterback making great decisions, you're going to give yourself a chance to win a handful of games. That game ball is going to go, you know, I've got a nice little room. My grandpa always jokes because he's got all these, you know, accolades and things that he's accomplished, but he's one of the most humble guys you'll ever meet. He says he's got an I love me room. So, you know, we'll see if I can get enough stuff to have like what my grandpa did. But I got a nice little room, you know, in my in the family room where that'll go. But very much appreciated, you know, from Mr. Kroenke. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to work for a great owner who's committed to trying to give us the resources and doing the things to try to help us provide, a winning team for him. Yeah, you know, with LaMarcus, what a great competitor he is. And for him to get his first pick on a great play yesterday and take it to the house. But he's a great competitor. You know, as soon as you get around LaMarcus Joyner, do you just love his demeanor? Like I've talked about with Aaron, LaMarcus is all about football. And I think you just feel him on the practice field. You feel him on the games, just how violent he plays this game, how fast and physical, especially for a DB. But his transition to safety, I think he's done an excellent job. I also think our safeties coach, Jero Evero, and our corners coach, Aubrey Pleasant, have been great with him as well, where he's playing nickel, he's playing middle safety. What that does for us in terms of the flexibility that it provides is huge for our defense, and he's a big-time player. And you look at – he's one of the guys, you know, you look at our defense as a whole, Tremaine Johnson, LaMarcus Joyner, Robert Quinn coming back, and then Corey Littleton with the strip sack. You know, you give those guys game balls because of the impact that they made on the defense yesterday.